أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. In the previous surah, Surah Infitar, and also the surah before that, Allah explains the scenes of the day of Qiyamah, that what will be the condition on the day of Qiyamah, and also the evidence that will be gathered for the day of judgment by the Malaika, the Kiram and Katibin, and then the decision of either Jannat, may Allah grant us all, or Jahannam, may Allah save us all, and then what the day of judgment will be like. And in there, in the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala based it basically on Iman, that a person must have Iman to get salvation. And when a person has that, then he has to go further now and correct his other matters also, his ibadat, etc. And here Allah Ta'ala is explaining mu'amalat, our business transactions, particularly and generally in all our matters, we must deal with each other in a fair and good way. We must not do wrong to any person, we must do good to a person, and in no way must we do down any person. This bayan was given very beautifully here by Mufti Rafi Usmani here in our Jami Masjid some time ago, and he explained in detail where the basic year is about business, measuring, weighing, etc. But it grows across the board, and in everything a person must be fair. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ كَتَانِ وَالُوْكِ. There is great destruction for those people who are not fair, who do not give properly. Wail is a destruction, that is harm that comes to a person. It is narrated, when people don't measure fairly and when they don't weigh properly, then a drought will come. And when people withhold zakat, then rains will be withheld from them. So all these matters, we have to see that they are also corrected. Our deen is based on our aqaid, which is the most important, and then our ibadat, which is the next important. But then it does not stop there, but it goes on to our muamalat also, our financial dealings with each other, our business transaction in Islam, that is part of our deen. It is not something out of our deen. In other words, we are made to try and understand that our deen has to do with our masjid, has to do with Ramzan, and has to do with Hajj and Makkah and Medina. But otherwise, besides that, we must just live like ordinary other people, do business like them, politics like them. That is not the case at all. Islam is a complete way of life. Business is also part of Islam, and to do business properly, great, great basharat and great, great glad tidings from Allah Ta'ala have been announced, that a person who does his business properly will be with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, will be with the shuhada, the siddiqeen, the shuhada and the salihin. So therefore this is also something very important. So this wave is this destruction, or it is a valley in Jahannam. So terrible is the punishment there that the rest of Jahannam seeks refuge from that particular valley where that azab is so severe. So for Allah Ta'ala mentioned, this will be lil mutaffifin, for those people who do not measure properly, who do not weigh properly. And more details of that is given. Alladhina idha iktalu 'ala an-nasi yastawfun. Wo log ke jab maaf kare logon se to pura bhar le. They are those people that when they have to receive in measurement from other people, then they want it properly and they make sure they get their full right, which is their full right. But the harm, or the worst harm, is وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Or جَبْ مَعَبْ كَرْدَي أُنْكُوْ يَا تُولْ كَرْتُوْ كَتَا كَرْدَي. But when they have to give to them, then they measure less and they weigh less. They don't give properly. So this is what is called mutaffifin, that those people that when they have to take, they demand it properly and they take properly. And when they have to give, then they don't give properly. They don't measure properly. And this great destruction is basically for those people. And this goes across the board. Like for example, somebody is owing us money, then we demand it with great severity. And we said, end of the month we want it and we demand it. In fact, before the end of the month we start demanding already. And we make life very hard for that person. But when we have to pay, then we dilly-dally. We don't pay on time. Then we don't pay properly. Or when we have to receive our goods, like from the wholesaler, etc., then we take it properly. We make sure, and there's no harm. We must take it properly. We get our full goods. But when we start selling again, then we don't give them the full amount. We weigh less, or we measure less in that way. This happens at home also, where our rights that we feel are our rights from our wife, we demand all those rights properly. But then are we fulfilling the rights of the wife? That is also tathfif, that we want the full rights, that they must see everything to of ours, but that we don't fulfill the rights of those people. The same way, like for example, if people do favors for somebody, and we want favors from people, and when we have to do a favor, then we don't do those favors. So it must always work hand in hand. If somebody is good to us, which comes in the hadith, somebody gives you a present, and then give him a present similarly. And if you can't, then at least make so much dua for that person that you feel satisfied that you have fulfilled his right. And the bare minimum at least to say will be Jazakallah, not just to take things. And then in return, we should also give presents. So this is in all matters. The employer, he wants also the employee to work fully, but when he wants to pay, he doesn't pay on time. He gives half the wages. He gives it late, etc. He doesn't pay properly. That is also included in here. The employee on the other side, he wants his full wages, but then he doesn't do his work properly. Today, one very common thing across the board, people while working, they are busy with their cell phone. And when they have given their time to their boss and they have been paid for that time, then they are not allowed to be on the cell phone. The time is not theirs, they have given it to the boss. But today almost everyone all the time is on the cell phone. So that is also the thief, that we are not giving our full time. Whether we are working for an employer or whether it is an ustad working in a madrasa, he wants his full wages, but he goes late, he leaves earlier, in between, he wastes the time on the cell phone, etc. All this is included in there as well. In all our matters we should see that when we have to take, then we want full. And what we have to give, then we don't give properly. This, and there are severe warnings for that in this world already. And then in the akhirat again, if we did not make tawbah, and here is a matter of the rights of people, if we did not have them forgiven those rights, then the akhirat problems will be even more severe and more hard. So we have to be concerned, realize our deen is very vast and complete, and all matters we must see that we do them properly and correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.